I said to Patty, you need to be animated. Don't be dull. This is tough for her. She's a gym teacher.
Thank you. Are you going to hold the mic for me?
No, I'm not going to hold it.
Thank you again for everyone who supported me and by prayer and financially. It was unbelievably, so thank you for being so kind. And as I like to start, every time I ever speak anywhere, I always say, it's another exciting day. And in Mozambique, because you never know how to start anything. How do you just jump in? So it's another exciting day. And here's a little nutshell from Mozambique, Pemba. Anyway, this mission trip reminded me of the Jesus movement in the 70s. I was sort of at the tail end of it. And people were just seeking the Lord with everything in them. People were getting healed. People were coming to the Lord in droves. So it was just a wonderful time where everybody was seeking the Lord and giving. The whole country was in a revival. So anyway, this was definitely one of those times out in Pemba that the whole place was seeking him with all their hearts. And even during the worship, all of a sudden I saw the portals open and the Lord said, a joyful sound. There was just so much joy there, as is here. So anyway, so for over 40 years, I've had two hopes and dreams that finally came to pass. The first one was going to an unreached village. When I heard about Mozambique and going out to the bush, my heart jumped because what the scripture says, the whole motivation behind it is, that means Jesus is coming back sooner. So we're all longing for his appearing. So if we go to the bush, that means it's a little bit farther into him coming back. So one hug, that's all I was expecting out of myself. I had absolutely no expectations, but okay, I can hug someone, Lord, and that will help getting you back sooner. So, but the Lord did so much more than that, and he used all of us to do something or heal someone. So the blind were healed, they could see now, the lame could walk, the mute could talk. You know, if you couldn't see, you were now seeing. And one woman got bit by a snake bite, and she couldn't breathe, and now she was healed. One woman who looked about 100 years old, she had every bone in her body was in pain. She was healed. So the Lord just did miraculous things. And, yeah. And on top of it, he did it through us because we really didn't know what we were doing. And so, therefore, we had no expectations so he could move through us. So, anyway, let's see. Okay. So, also, the big thing is over 1,000 Muslims were converted to Christ. So, and of course, this was the Holy Spirit. So Muslims came to Jesus first because they saw the healing. Either they were healed or their friends were healed. And they wanted to know, who is this great God you serve? And so they came to Jesus. We got to baptize them. And we went to, you know, I'm thinking, they said, well, we couldn't go to the river because there was a crocodile in the river. So the pastor very wisely said, we won't test God. And they said, we'll go to a little swimming area where the kids swim. So I'm thinking of the old McIntyre pool across from Covenant, the like a little blue area, nice and clean. Well, it was really just like a disease-ridden hole of water. So we all went in, and the people were baptized in the disease-ridden water and came out clean in Christ. So anyway, yeah, so it was exciting. Okay, so another hope and dream of mine, which came to pass, is I used to love Brother Andrew, and he used to smuggle Bibles behind the Iron Curtain. And that was like, in the 1970s, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have any connections, so I didn't know how I was going to do that. So, but in Mozambique, there were opportunities to get Bibles to them. So two of us from our team, Connie Sylvester's daughter-in-law, thanks, Donna, and I went to the jail with Sergio, and we were bringing 15 Bibles. And when we went there, there were these men who were coming toward us, was sort of still in the street there. And I thought, oh, no, they're going to steal our Bibles. They're going to throw them away. But what actually happened is they came and they were fighting over our Bibles. They wanted the Bibles. So I was like, oh, wow, where are our Bibles? Why didn't we bring more Bibles? Then we have to get through the guards in the prison or the jail. And they wanted the Bibles also. So everyone's wanting these Bibles. And then now we went into the actual jail, and there were 15 initially. So we gave the 15 out. There were two new ones, new inmates, and they were both saved. So the Lord just moved and moved and moved, really without us again. He just moved. It was amazing. So anyway, in closing, clapping in closing, about 40 of us were praying before leaving the bush, okay, before going to the bush. And we were praying, as we were praying, the Lord gave me this word, Isaiah 35, and I spoke it to them, and this is what actually happened when we went to the bush. Of course, it's a deserted area, and it's filled with basically Muslims, and from the leaders of the village to the witchcraft doctors to the extremely poor, they were converted, but this is the scripture that the Lord gave me before. Anyway, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. So this is our prayer. Say to them, and me too, but say to them, he's saying, say to them who are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come. With vengeance, even God, with a recompense, he shall come and save you. So this is what's happening in Mozambique, and here's our prayer over here. We want the same thing. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the layman leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. Okay, so this is all happening again, and we want this prayer to be here. As Bill was saying last week, we are just in a different realm of not hearing or seeing or speaking. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and springs in the desert. And again, that's exactly what happened. It was a dry land. There was a well there, but now there's all this joy. People are dedicated to the Lord. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. Fools shall not err therein. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with song and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy. So that's basically, in a nutshell, what happened in Mozambique. And what our prayer is, that the same thing, that the Lord come here and do the same thing. So this is it now. Rachel said to Jacob, give me children or I die. And of course, Jacob's reaction was, well, I can't do that. It's up to the Lord. John Knox in the 1500s prayed, give me Scotland or I die. And then a revival broke out, so much so that it was raining down men and women. And now our prayer, give us Charlottesville, give us Virginia, give us America, or we die.